right, good evening, saints. Y'all know where to turn. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, if you don't. Don't look at me like you didn't know. You knew. Continuing in 1 Corinthians, I've really enjoyed working through this letter. Hopefully you have as well. And we're getting close to being done with chapter 4, so hopefully we'll wrap it up tonight. I might have to break this up into two messages, so hold on tight. We're going to look at verses 14 through 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 14, Paul says, "I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I exhort you, be imitators of me. For this reason I have sent you to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my ways, which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere, in every church. Now, some have become arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I shall find out, not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist of words, but in power. What do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love and a spirit of gentleness?" Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we do praise your glorious name. We are grateful to be called your sons and daughters. And as we have been working through Paul's encouragement through to his letter to the Corinthians, we are reminded of many important things, things in which you have put forth and put in place for our admonishment and for our instruction. And as Brother David said, this is words to live our lives by. It's not just that you are in our lives or a part of our lives. You are our lives. And as your humble servants, we look to your word to know how we are to live. So we're thankful for this reminder that we'll see tonight from the Apostle Paul and just that. So we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. So a little bit of review to start off. We like to kind of recount a few of our steps so we have a quick, easy transition. So we've been talking about the unity in the church. Paul is encouraging them in that, and that, you know, that there's been divisions and factions. And he says, "Come on, guys, let's get on the same page." And he said, let's get back to doing things the right way. Doing stuff the right way. And he's wanting to talk to them as spiritual people, but he said, "I can't even do that," right? He said, "You're just babes in Christ." But what we looked at is that they had been given everything, right? They had everything. And then what he brought out in the last few verses, and in contrast to that, the apostles, right? The apostles were, as far as the world is concerned, they had nothing. Right? He said, "We are, even to this day, we are hungry and our clothes are falling off," right? We have become the scum of the world, dregs, right? And so, but what we brought out is that they had sacrificed everything for the sake of the gospel. And we really talked about how without Jesus' sacrifice, would any of us be saved? No. Will anyone moving forward now, from today forward, will anyone be saved without our sacrifice? No. And so that's kind of, as disciples of Christ, it's a pretty given notion, right? And so as Paul here is continuing to tell these people and admonishing what we're going to look at, he says, "I want you to know these things. And I'm not doing this to shame you. I'm doing this to admonish you." And so we'll break that down as well. And so the problem that, brethren, that I find a lot of people have, and I've had this problem in my own life, is that people just, a lot of times, are not willing to receive instruction. That's a challenge for a lot of people. You know, and it, I find that it's easy to take instruction if you agree with it, right? If you don't agree with it, it's not so easy to take that instruction. And so we have to have a willingness to receive instruction. We have to be teachable, as it's often said. Take a little bit of correction, if you will. And so all of us, when we've read the scriptures, we've run into those things that kind of, as Steve Doty says, rubs the cat the wrong way, right? It's like, oh, I don't like that. I don't know if I agree with that. And so to be able to take correction and instruction, right, to be able to do that with the right attitude, I'll add as well. And sometimes it's like, okay, you know, begrudgingly. No, we need to take that with the right attitude. It's important to receive that instruction. It's actually essential if we're going to make it to heaven, is what we'll look at. And that's what Paul is doing here. He's saying, look, I'm trying to help you. Right? So we'll unpackage that. If you don't want to receive instruction, you will not make it to heaven. It will be impossible. Because we'll continue to want to do things our own way, right? We'll continue to want to do the things that the way we've always done it. And that's the hardest part, I think, with Christianity, is receiving that instruction regardless of our current position or our mindset. And so part of the problem there is like, you know, you're telling me this because you're out to get me, you know. Or you're trying to make me look bad is the only reason you're telling me this. Or, you know, you're just picking on me. A lot of times that's the posture that people take. And Paul's point here and the purpose of his instruction, again, he's not trying to shame them. He's trying to help them. He's trying to admonish them. And so it's brought out a lot here, I think, in this congregation. We do a great job of, you know, talking about the mindset. Talking about where you're placing your mind, okay? And that's what he's talking about here with, he says, I'm trying to admonish you. He's trying to place their minds in the place that it needs to be, okay? He's trying to get them to think in the way that they should be thinking instead of what, you know, their old stinking thinking is kind of the term that I think of. And so he says, put your mind where it's supposed to be. What it's supposed to be on. Where is your focus? And Paul, you know, I like this because he actually calls himself their father, right, in the gospel, right? He's not, don't misunderstand, he's not saying he's the father, right? He's not saying that, you know, call me father. It's not, that's not the, in the context of what he's getting at. He has, as he said, you know, we've sacrificed everything for the sake of the gospel. This is for you. You know, and we looked at that in the last verses that we went through. So in the spiritual sense, he was their father, right? And that's brought up here occasionally. You know, we have spiritual offspring, right? We have children in the gospel. And so that's easy to see here. He's teaching them as a father would teach a son. That's the posture or the perspective that he has here, you know. And if he, as an example, you know, Zoe started soccer this year, and some of the things that, you know, I tried to get her mindset into a place of thinking about the game before going into the game, right? She's given me like this already. You know, that's what admonishing is. Okay, listen, last time you played this team, this player was pretty hot. So you need to be aware of that. You need to remember that in order to be a good teammate, you can't bunch together. You know, you got to be in a position to be passed to. All those things, right? We're placing her mind where it should be before the game. And that's what Paul is trying to do here. And you know, he's giving them a few hot tips, right? That's what admonishing is. You know, what these are some things to work on, right? There, be thinking of this, be aware of this. Also, there's a warning in admonishing, right? There's a warning, and sometimes to be aware of. And so this is the focus, the things that we need to pay attention to and to be working on. Do we all need reminders? Yes. We brought that out this morning. It's not that we don't know, right? We just, as humans, we need continual reminding. And so Paul is working on him on them with that. That it's admonishment, right? He's not trying to make them feel bad. There's a particular attention or a reminder of something. And so he's been working on that there. Along with that, again, there could be a warning. Be aware of this particular player that you're going against, right? Be aware of it, or, you know, remember last time you faced that. You know, it's setting your mind on those things. So it's getting your mind in the right place. And so be aware of some of this thing. And he says, you know, I just want you to be aware. He's trying to help them is what he's saying. And so, brethren, I don't know if you've noticed, I've noticed, but in case you haven't, we are fighting for eternal souls. That's what the fight is. The fight is for the minds and hearts of men and women, and that will ring through eternity, right? And so we're in this fight. We're in a fight for our own lives and for the lives of others, right, for their eternal souls. And so this is a serious thing. This is not a game. This is not to be taken lightly. And Paul's getting on him here a little bit. You know, we're not messing around. This is serious business. And so this, what we'll find in ourselves is that if we don't take this as such, it will cost either our own eternal souls or that of the people that we talk to. Okay, and so we're going to continue to unpackage some of those things. So you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll look at this in, I'm sorry, Colossians 1. Did I say 1 Corinthians 1? Colossians 1. I'm so used to saying Corinthians. I caught myself, though. In Colossians chapter 1, we'll look at verse 28. Paul says, "We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ." Okay, it's talked a lot about up here, and it's scriptural of being perfected, right? And there's different versions and different ways that being perfected is brought out scripturally, but that's God's goal for us, really, isn't it? It's to be perfected. And that's what we're doing. So the thing is that we can't get there without being admonished. We need to be reminded. We need to be warned. We need to have our mindset in the right place, because there's a lot of distractions. You know, Satan is he's the deceiver. He's the distractor, right? And so we need that. Can we get there without some help and from each other and from the scriptures? It's almost impossible. The thing is that, what is our attitude? What is our attitude in that? Because if our attitude isn't that of wanting to win, you won't do that. You won't be admonished. You won't take that instruction. You won't be coachable. Do you want to win? You know, the best players on the best teams, that's their attitude, is they want to win. So they do what it takes to win. And so if you want to be the best, you have to be coachable. You have to receive instruction. You have to want to improve. You know, I've played sports most of my life, most of my younger life, not so much anymore. I try, but the body's not tracking as much as it used to. But in sports, you know, I always wanted to win. I always had that drive to be the best that I could. And in that process, I noticed that the difference was that there's sometimes the coaches would come down on you really hard. And some of the players that wanted to win would receive that instruction, even though they were getting a chunk taken out of them, right? They were getting chewed on a little bit, but the best players would take that instruction and they would use it. And they would take that and work on it. And the players that didn't have that winning attitude would just take it as an offense. And I can remember my mom oftentimes being upset because the coach yelled at me. But I said, you know, Mom, that's what I need. You know, if I want to improve, those are the things that I need that. I needed that instruction. And so the same is true for us spiritually. We have to be with a winning mindset. Do we want to make it to heaven? Do we want to win this fight? And brethren, we can sit here, and this is kind of preaching to the choir a little bit with this group, but you know, we have to continually have that mindset, because we've seen people that have been in Christ for a long time, they're gone. They're gone. And it's some of the things that we'll continue to bring out here, and we might not get to it tonight, but it's because of the subtlety of things. We have to continually have our eyes on the prize. And so that's what Paul is trying to work with them and these people of the Corinthians. He doesn't want them to be ashamed or think that he's picking on them. He wants them to succeed, right? He wants to help them. And so that's what he's working on here. He wants them to make it to heaven. And so he even sends Timothy, is what we'll look at also. But turn to Proverbs chapter 1 for a quick sidebar here. You know, the entire book of Proverbs really is about having the right attitude, right? It's about reminders. You know, are you thinking right or are you thinking wrong? Because this is the way you should be thinking. And so in Proverbs chapter 1, we'll just read a couple of verses here. I like these reminders. In verse 3, it says, "To receive instruction is wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity." In verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction," right? And so if you cannot accept instruction, the scripture says you're a fool. If you're not able to accept that direction or instruction, you're a fool. You know, the whole purpose and the whole goal is to receive instruction and wisdom from above, right? The wisdom of righteousness. And so we want to be people that are teachable. People that are teachable. That's kind of rhyming. We want to be coachable. We want to receive that instruction. Not only receive it, but with a good attitude. With an attitude of wanting to win, right? And having that right perspective to be that coachable person. And then maybe you know, one of our tutors or maybe a spiritual father will get us back on track occasionally. There's a lot of things we get from each other, from whoever taught us, from leadership. But all of that is meant to keep us in line, to keep us on the track. And so without that, we will easily be bumped off the track. And so we have to be cognizant of that, and we need to do things with the right attitude. So it's all meant to help us to get to heaven, right? And there's so many things that can distract us, to get us off track. It's talked about often. There's so many things that can derail us, right? If we don't have that continual focus, it happens. And so that's what he's working on here. And so in addition to that, then we need to follow those who are good at what they do, right? God has placed people in the body just as he wills. And so if we want to achieve a certain goal or whatever our ambitions are within the body, find the person that is already doing that and just follow their lead, right? If they're being led by God, as Paul said, imitate me, I imitate Christ, right? And so in that, if you have a big enough group of people, you can find somebody to tell you whatever you want, right? We need to make sure that we're following the right person too, and there's that admonishment, you know. You hear kids do this all this time, and Zoe does this. We have been working through this a little bit with her. But, you know, and I can remember as a kid doing this as well. You know, If you want to receive a particular response to a question, you need to know who to go to, right? Like if I want to this specific thing, I know Dad's not the one to go to. I'm going to go to Mom. Okay, I know I can get the right answer, the answer that I want. And I know on this particular instance, I know Dad's kind of a stickler on that, so I'm not going to go to him. You know, it's the childish games that we play to get the answers or the information that we want. We can't play those games either, spiritually speaking. We need to take that instruction and that admonishment, and even if it's something we're not going to particularly care for, right? We can't play those games. And so we don't want to play those spiritual games. We want what's best for our spiritual well-being, right? We want to do things the right way. And so that means if we need to ask the spiritual people to tell us the truth, and even if it may not be what we want to hear, then we need to be willing to do that. Scripture says that if the faithful are the wounds of a friend, deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Right? So we want to make sure we're going to the right people for the right reasons. We want to go to people that are going to tell us the truth, whether we may or may not like it. Someone that's going to help us to make the right decision. And so, you know, go within the church for that advice. So you think about a student in school, right? I know as when I was younger, I would always just go the easiest route, right? That would be the least amount of work. And rather than be pushed unnecessarily, the flesh kind of wants to just do the easiest thing. And so, but we as students, we want to be the best. We want to grow. We want to win. And we've got to be willing, though, to be pushed a little bit. And sometimes that means not really going to that person where we know we're going to get the answer we want. We need to go to the person that's going to push us in the right direction because it's what needs to be done. And so realizing this isn't about being shamed. This is about being admonished. Okay, it's getting back to both sides of that comment. Paul is saying, I'm not doing this to make you feel bad. I'm admonishing you. And then if they go back to Paul, and they, you know, when they could have went to somebody else to hear what they wanted to hear, you know, it's both sides of the coin there. And so for the sake of time, we won't go there. Boy, we're already out of time. We talked about Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. That the discipline of the Lord is, you know, it's okay. It's there for a reason. And if we don't receive the discipline of the Lord, it actually says we're illegitimate children, right? It's not in the moment that discipline is not enjoyable. It's not an enjoyable thing. And it's actually sorrowful, but it's necessary. It's necessary that we can share in His holiness, right? And that's so true. It's that discipline most times is not a pleasant thing. And so every one of us has to ask ourselves the question, am I willing to do that, right? Am I willing to go through that, even for the short term of being uncomfortable? Even for the temporary short term pain that I'll go through as a result of that. And so if you care about winning, you will do the hard thing. Because just doing the easiest thing all the time won't get you where you want to be. And so that's the exhortation from Paul here to the Corinthians. Set your mind and set it in the right place. And have the right attitude in doing so. And so we'll pick it up next time and continue in that. But he's really teaching, so it's not about somebody having a personal vendetta against you. It's nothing personal. If somebody's getting on you, you know, it's because we know that's what you need. Or the person that is teaching you and admonishing you, they know the right thing for you to do. And so we'll pick it up back up in we'll start back up here, and what we're going to see is that he actually sends Timothy because he's going to encourage them to stand on sound doctrine. And that's the next big point here that he works through, is we've got to stand on sound doctrine. If we don't stand on truth, then all will be lost. And so what we'll look at is that he actually sends Timothy for that purpose. All right, so let's close with a word of prayer. Father God, we are grateful to you again for these words of encouragement, that we can be admonished and that we can be reminded of the things that we need to be reminded of, and that through your Spirit, through the Holy Spirit within us, not the spirit of the world, but your Spirit, we can take that admonishment and instruction and direction and have a good attitude in it, knowing that you want us to succeed and that you have our best interests at heart. So we thank you for Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith and has made all these things possible. So we thank you and praise you in his name. Amen.